833-JOE-ALEX. I want to hear your story. The most dangerous thing you did, maybe as a kid growing up, you know, it's just reckless, you're not thinking, or maybe you were a dumb adult and you're like, wow, that could have turned out a lot worse than it did. 833-JOE-ALEX. A man was spotted in Nashville riding a scooter in downtown Nashville, and it's got a lot of people talking about, was this safe or unsafe? Not that he was riding the scooter, but he had a small child strapped to his back. And here's the thing, too. Like, you're supposed to ride these things on the road. He was on the sidewalk. But, I mean, people are getting injured more and more now just because, like, well, they're getting reckless. They might be drinking a bit when they're on there. But a scooter is a fun way to, have transportation. But things happen, just like anything. You can fall off a bike. It's the fact that the baby strapped right to his back. Did you guys see this video? It's insane.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You don't think it's that dangerous, Liv?
No, I mean, if you think about it, there are parents who do this all the time with bikes. My parents used to do this. We used to go on family bike rides, and there used to be like a little like compartment, little like kind of car seat-ish thing on that attached to my dad's bike that was onto the back of my dad's bike.
Okay.
So I don't see the difference, really.
833-JOE-ALEX. Like, I think back to one thing that, like, my dad did or his friends used to do. And, like, in Michigan, where I'm from, we used to get a lot of snow. And that was awesome. And we didn't have a snowmobile, but we had a four-wheeler. And they would tie, like, a couple of inflatables, like maybe pool floaties. And we would just get whipped around corners. But I remember one time, like, they weren't paying attention. We almost whipped into a tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, because we're just going back and forth. Right. And it's like, that's pretty... You hitting a tree, the tree is going to be okay. You may not be.
No, absolutely not. You would not be. Just, but that's fun.
Just
that's
some absolute fun. Dumb things. So it's almost like reliving your childhood here. Because I feel like back in the day, especially as Liv talks about her parents, we weren't as concerned about safety. It's like, they'll be fine.
Right.
What are we worrying about
well,
here?
Well, see, and like that's why I think that people are being over dramatic about the scooter thing.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. I see on my screen this person goes by Mama C. Hi, Mama C.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Mom.
Is this Liv the Web Girl's mom?
Hi, honey. It sure is.
Oh, my God. What is this about you or is this about Liv?
Well, I know. It's a little embarrassing in hindsight, but we went on a spring break trip to the Bahamas when Livia was very young, like probably 5, 6-ish. And we had this excursion where you could go out in the ocean, whatever, and then we could swim with the sharks. So here I am in the boat trying to convince Olivia, like, Olivia, you're going to regret this. If you don't go in there right now and swim with the sharks, it's going to be such a, you know, it'll be awesome. You got to do it. And so after I thought about it, and now I'm thinking, I'm trying to convince my four-year-old to go in there and swim with the sharks. And she's talking about shark bait, this little four-year-old scrawny little
thing. God. What was wrong with you? Like, what was
going on? I know. Great parenting.
Liv, pet the shark. Pet the little sharky shark.
Oh, my gosh. I don't understand.
I know it. Well, I don't either now. In hindsight. Hindsight's always 20/20, I guess.
The shark's like, that baby's too small.
Yeah, I would be like, nothing. I
thought you were like a little minnow, little shark.
Yeah,
bait.
Well, it's funny because my mom won't let me go skydiving now. But of course, when I'm 5 years old, I can just jump in with a huge thing of sharks.
Mama C, you and Liv need to go tandem skydiving.
I don't know about that.
Yes,
I don't mind because I just sort of feel like, you know, I'm a little bit older, but...
You don't care if you just go.
She's lived her life, yeah. She doesn't mind hitting the earth at the fast pace, but not live yet. She hasn't experienced.
I know it. Exactly. Totally.
All right, Mama C, we love you. Thank you for calling in here to the Joe and Alex
show.
All
right, love you guys.
Bye. I can't believe that.
Wow, of all people, I feel like your mom would be the most overprotective thing. Like, she would not let her daughter do something that's dangerous.
The thing. I'm the youngest of four, so they got real, real relaxed.
They're like, let her go play with the sharks. She'll be fine.